A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. This time round, I shine a spotlight on Unfortunate, during the audio described performance and touch tour at the Grand Theatre Wolverhampton on Saturday, July the 13th, 2024 at 2:30 p.m. and detail their access provision and what's coming next at the venue. The Grand in Wolverhampton is a wonderfully welcoming venue in the heart of the city, just a few minutes walk away from the local bus and train station and opposite the local Wetherspoons. They offer a wide range of theatrical treats to suit all tastes all year round. They really do care about access and inclusion and making your visit enjoyable and satisfying, and will help and assist your visit in a variety of ways by guiding you to where you need to go, looking after a guide dog, or bringing refreshment to your seat. If you ever have any questions or wish to feedback, good or bad, always speak to a member of the front of house team. As you enter the venue, the box office lifts and disabled toilets are on your left. The bar is in the centre, with a seating area far right, with entrances to the stalls left and right. There was a touch door before the show at 1:15 p.m. that afforded the opportunity to go onto the stage and explore the set, props and production, led by audio describer Paula Burns from Mind's Eye Description and access host Remy Lloyd, with five participants taking part. As the stage manager displayed key costumes, including a kinky octopus number and various props and puppets, like under the sea creatures, included in the show. And everyone touched and felt physical elements, and got the opportunity to ask questions along the way. This lasted for about half an hour, leaving half an hour for a break or refreshment before taking your seat for the audio introduction 15 minutes before. This gave you an overview and prepared you for every aspect of the performance through the headset provided, but also illustrated with the audio description in part 1 and 2 all the drama unfolding on stage, painting vivid pictures in the mind of all the characters' coming and goings and visual set pieces. As describer, Paula became like a friendly guide in your ear, coming in and out at all the right moments. Unfortunate concluded its successful UK tour in Wolverhampton and was a fun camp adventure that dived into the story of everyone's favourite Disney diva, Ursula, as she gives her take on what really happened all those years ago under the sea. The legendary queer queen spills the tea in the tale of sex, sorcery and suckers, and featured excellent performances from Shauna Hammock, Orange is the New Black as Ursula, and River Medway, RuPaul's Drag Race as Ariel. This fun visual performance was made accessible for all those blind and partially sighted, with a really great front of house team supporting an excellent description, as the Grand do a fabulous job when it comes to making theatre inclusive for all, and will help and assist in any way they can, and they provide a whole host of touch tours and audio described performances throughout the year. Those coming up are The Fantastical Wizard of Oz on Saturday the 3rd of August at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand. This is a new version of the much-loved classic with audio description from Theo Hornby-Walsh of Mind's Eye Description. There is a recent feature of the show in Birmingham which can be found on my View on Access page on Audio Boom. Next up on Saturday the 24th of August is Disney's 101 Dalmatians at 2 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand, with audio description from Anne Hornsby of Mind's Eye Description. An Officer and a Gentleman, the musical based on the hit movie, is audio described on Saturday the 28th of September at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand and description from Remy Lloyd for Mind's Eye Description. Wonder Boy is audio described on Saturday the 5th of October at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand and description from Remy Lloyd. Please note this is also a chill performance. And Juliet, the fun-filled pop musical, is audio described on Saturday the 12th of October at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand with description from Nicola Williams for Mind's Eye Description. Pride and Prejudice, Sort Of, is audio described on Saturday the 19th of October at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand with description from Anne Hornsby of Mind's Eye. Only Fools and Horses as an audio described performance on Saturday the 26th of October at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand with audio description from Theo Hornby-Walsh of Mind's Eye. Come From Away is audio described on Saturday the 9th of November at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand, with description provided by Anne Hornsby of Mind's Eye. There is a Come From Away feature on the View on Access page on Audio Boom. And the Wolves' grand infamous panto this year is Beauty and the Beast, and it's audio described three times on Tuesday the 10th and Wednesday the 11th of December at 2:30 p.m. and on Saturday the 4th of January 2025 at 2:30 p.m. with touch tours beforehand, with description from Anne Hornsby of Mind's Eye. For further information and details on all shows and further access information, visit grandtheatre.co.uk/access. To book tickets, you can call the box office on 01902 429212, or you can email access@grandtheatre.co.uk. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.